You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. Okay, we are here today with Patty Lennon, which is, you're my first official guest back on the podcast since I have brought it back. So thanks for being here.
Yay.
So why don't you take a second? You're one of my most favorite people to talk to ever. And you and I are like pretty new friends in the grand scheme of like friendships. So I'm really excited to just have a conversation. I've told you basically nothing about this conversation. So we're just going to get into it. But first, introduce yourself, because I think you are really special and really amazing at what you do. And I want to share you with all my people.
Well, thank you. I am an intuitive coach. What that means is that I am a strategist. I like building strategies and making plans, but I'm also a psychic medium. So I bring that side of it in. I am a reformed type A corporate banker. So I spent most of my adult life doing businessy business stuff and now am balancing it with a little more woo.
And that's one of the reasons why I love you. When I talk about you, I always feel the need to be like, but she's so normal. And I don't know why. Do people say that about you a lot?
Yes.
It's like you bring the normal in, but then you also bring in that higher side, the psychic side. But I think when I first met you, I totally didn't know this. And I think as you started to like glimpses of that show in even more of your work and more of our relationship, I was like, wait, what? You're like the friend I've been waiting for like 30 years.
That's so awesome. I love that you say that. I think I'm the friend I've been waiting for too. I think that's one of the things that changed in my own life and business was I started to invite in all the parts and not make some of them have to be like left at the door when I was doing anything. You know, if I was showing up as a Girl Scout leader, if I was showing up as the professor, if I was showing up as the coach, there were like different parts of me that didn't get to play. And now I think that that's a little bit different. So that's kind of what I'm most passionate about right now is just helping people bring all their parts back.
That's something you have really helped me with just on a friend level and on a business level as well. Just you sharing with me that I need to be in a season of like letting things be really aligned and almost like easier. Like business doesn't have to be so hard. And I think that's something about your message and my message we share almost in different ways. But can you talk just a little bit? You talk about aligned sales and how you can bring all of you into your business and how it can feel really good and easy. And I see you even going through this inside your business. So I would love to just start off that conversation for people who feel like business is really hard right now. Like making money is really hard, like figuring out their purpose. It all feels really hard. How can you start to let that easy in?
You know, I think it works the same way that if you brought like an organizer in or you brought a feng shui expert in or someone that was going to help you with a physical space where the physical space doesn't feel great, you're not going to start by doing things to it. Like you're not going to paint a wall. You're not going to do things like that. What you're going to start to do is declutter. And I think that's where everyone, if they feel like business is hard, that's the first place you should start. Is most likely 80% of what you're doing isn't creating results and doesn't feel good. The 80-20 rule, you know, I think this is where I bridge that corporate banking side, is that the 80-20 rule applies in the world, right? In the normal people world, but it applies in the woo world too. Like the 80-20 rule is based on geometric principles, which is what the world is functionally built on, is numbers. You've got to look for what just you're doing it most likely because you bought a course, you worked with a guru, you saw someone that does exactly what you do, being really great at something, you know, and you're doing it. And the reality is it's not creating results. And you think you just need to work harder at it. That's the first step, is get rid of that. Just let it go.
I love that message because I think you and I talk about this so much, but in this online world, we do sometimes think, well, I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing Facebook Lives, or I'm not sending enough emails, or my audience isn't big enough, or I'm not doing all these 10 other things that some single dude told, I'm just going to say it, some guy told me that I need to be doing. And it can be so simple and it can feel really good. So I love the whole idea of just like decluttering your business and getting rid of like what isn't serving you anymore. And sometimes I think that's some of the hardest work you can do, just like being ready to let go of like what hasn't been working.
Yeah, it absolutely, because it is, and this is the same energy that's the foundation of, you know, a lot of people see me as, you know, when they see that I'm a psychic medium, and it happened late in life, right? I spent most of my life without my gifts. And so a lot of my clients want to know, how do I become more intuitive, clairvoyant, clairaudient? Well, the energy underneath opening to your gifts is trusting that what you know, you actually know. And when you're thinking of letting go of something in your business, you have to let go of what someone else is telling you and trust that you know what you know. And that is something we've been untaught from the moment we started any type of formal education.
So is in that trusting you know what you know, is that the first step in decluttering your business so you can actually have more brain space?
Yeah. Yes. Because, and this is really important to me, is I don't like teaching metaphysical principles that don't actually have backing from like a psychological perspective and in the material world. So I have a master's in psych. So when you think about how the brain works, your brain is this powerful search engine. It has taken in every data point you've received, whether you recall it or not. So not just the guru you worked with a month ago, it remembers everything you've ever learned. And all of the things it's watched in your clients, it's taken in data points you can't even comprehend. So if something doesn't feel good to you, it's not just to get it in alignment with your soul, although that's my priority when I'm working with clients. It's also understand that your brain understands things about what's right for your business that you're not tapping into. And until you start to let go of the things that your conscious brain is working on, that's when it can like upload, you know, like you have things in the, like in the server in the back that can't be brought up front because there's only so much memory up front. When you clear that out, then it starts to be able to filter that up for you.
So how do you take it to the next level? Like you declutter your business, you clear the memory, which I love that analogy because we're all so computer or online focused that you can really see, like if your Google Drive is getting full, then you need to clear it out, or your storage is getting full, you need to clear it out. So I love that analogy. So after you do that, how do you really, for those people who haven't or feel like they haven't had that inner voice or haven't listened to their intuition for the past, you know, X number of years, what's that next step to really listening in?
So the next step, I think, is about, you know, the next step for everyone is going to be different. But if I was going to give you like one next step that will work well for business owners, it's once you clear, then take your most favorite thing you do in business. And I would say most likely it's marketing oriented. You know, some way that you interact with clients or potential clients or let people know about you, and then double down on that. Double down on your joy. Because the fear that we have is that if we stop doing stuff, that the money will dry up, right? And any money fears from a metaphysical standpoint are the basis of manifestation. So we manifest from the lower chakra up to the top chakra. So when you trigger a block in the lowest chakra, which is your feeling of safety, of being able to pay your mortgage, feed and clothe yourself and your children, you create a block there. So that blocks manifestation. From a brain standpoint, it triggers your amygdala, which is your fight or flight response, which basically removes your ability to vision properly for your business. So what you want to do is something that's going to lower your fear impulse. And always the thing you're doing that's working, when you double the amount of time you spend on it, you're going to double its results. Like from a pure business standpoint, you know, that's going to work. So then that influx of cash is going to give you the space to start paying more attention to all of that wisdom that is feeding you, you know, signs and symbols and information.
So can I give you an example?
Yeah.
So my people really love like content creation. They're really good at content creation, but you've come and done a talk to my membership before about this, but sales and money can scare the bejesus out of them. So if you double on your content creation, how does that really apply if you're like fearing the money?
That's awesome. So what I said was that's working. I said the thing you love that's working. So I, you know, this is an example I use. I love to arrange flowers.
Me too.
That's right. It's so weird. I love to go and like buy the like $3 for $12 bunches and come up. I wouldn't say I'm like brilliant at it. It just brings me joy. It does not bring me clients though. And yes, granted, I know content creation feels closer to the line of your business, but content creation, unless it actually is resulting in paid work, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what's the thing you do that you love that creates the result you want. Now, if the result you want is just fame and you don't actually care if you make money, well, then probably putting your time and energy into content creation is great. And hopefully you have a partner or a trust fund or something, some other source of money. But if you don't, and you actually want to make money, which is kind of the basis of having a business versus a hobby, then you have to honor the fact that you have to do something to bring that money in. You have to open a doorway. And a lot of times business owners resist those things, not because they're not aligned, but because they fear rejection or they fear being judged as selfish, especially content creators who have given away a lot of content. Their audience is absolutely going to say, oh my God, how dare you bait and switch? You give me all this free content and now you want me to pay you? Yes, I do. I do because I have people that I feed. That's why.
That is so true. So for those people that we're talking about, how do you first step into dealing with that fear of rejection or the fear of people are going to judge me? People are going to say like all of a sudden I'm money hungry, like all those things that may come up.
Mm-hmm. And actually the stronger your fear is, the more likely it is going to mm-hmm. come up because those people are actually there as teachers for you. They're there to hold up a mirror to your greatest fears so that you can work through them. So what was the question? How do you deal with that?
Yeah. How do you work through it?
So, you know, the way that I encourage people to work through it is, and this comes back to like bringing all your parts back, mm-hmm. which is such a creepy way to say it. I'm going to have to do some like marketing ease on that. Like bring your parts back. But anyway, so you've got this part of you that fears rejection that you're like ignoring because a good entrepreneur wouldn't fear rejection. A good entrepreneur sells boldly. Pretty much we've all been taught that. And it's like a load of bull because the best entrepreneurs, you know, wait, can we be explicit or do I need to?
Yeah, you can be.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The best entrepreneurs are going to give a shit about their people. And by giving a shit about your people, having love for the people you serve, of course, you're going to fear that you're going to do something to hurt them. Right. So, it's a misjudgment, but it's there and it doesn't make you bad at what you do. It just makes you mean that you care. So the first thing you want to do is rather than reject the part of you or try and deny that there's a part of you that fears the rejection or just feels uncomfortable with sales is you want to invite her in, you want to invite him in. And how you do that is you just want to feel the version of you that's extreme around that fear. Like you want to picture yourself going, oh, here, have it for free, love me, like me, just heal yourself, be wonderful, and really tap into that version of yourself and then have a conversation with her and just ask her what she needs to feel safe. For something, the two core wounds that happen, you know, there's a lot of wounds that come up around sales, but the two core wounds are, I'm uncomfortable with people's pain. I fear rejection. And with both of those, I also encourage you to get support, because it's not, that's a pretty deep wound for most people, and you don't want to be necessarily doing it alone.
Awesome. So those are great. Those are great places to start. And I think that is so, again, like you and I have had these conversations so much, is that we're just taught to like not have those negative thoughts, or just like push them away. And then sometimes it makes them even more powerful, and it gives them even more, you know, it's like lighting the fire under the fear even more.
Right. Cause think of, you know, you and I both have kids, and probably a lot of people listening have kids, but if you don't, just be around a small child for a little while. If that child is acting up and you try and shove that child in a room or tell that child to be quiet, that child is going to show you exactly what your inner world is going to do if you do the same thing. Because they'll fake, even if it's not like going to, maybe you do it really good, like you put it in timeout and timeout. Well, that child is going to plot. That child is going to potentially come up with some dysfunctional outburst or like behavior that will not be quality for that person, you know, for that little being or you.
That's really interesting, because even especially like my middle child is very spirited. She's not very spirited. She's spirited. But every time she does something that maybe is not favorable for me, we really believe in just like showering her with love, because that's what works for her. And we know that is what will get to the bottom of how she's feeling, and she'll open up instead of just like going to the default easier reaction, which may be to get mad or to yell. Like, that doesn't work for her. It doesn't work for any of my kids, but we just really love her. And that's such a great analogy. Like, just treat yourself that way that you treat your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes so much sense. Okay. So I would love to talk about what you are doing right now, because you are just really embracing the easy and the aligned and have really stepped into that role for your business. I don't know if you are 100% talking about it now, so I'm kind of putting you on the spot a little bit, but I love what you're doing and I love what you're offering. So I want to take a few minutes to talk about that.
Well, I'm definitely prepared to talk about it. I don't think I've clear, like, as I've talked to you about, like, I don't feel inspired to do some big splashy, like, pronouncement of what's going on. You know, it's just my energy around it isn't there. This is a very, you know, all of us follow the four seasons in our business. And it's important for you to know which season you're in. And basically the season I'm in my business is, you know, like the very beginning of spring, or like the buds are sort of popping out, you know? And so it's important to honor that, because you can't force it into like some big launchy launch. So I just announced the Receiving School, which is a 6-week program that will allow people to really tap into, you know, how to receive more money, love, and support, those key manifestation pieces. And then more importantly, how do you receive yourself, and how do you grow your intuitive abilities, whether it's just a basic knowing or like a bigger clairvoyance, clairaudience, you know, how does all of that integrate in your life? To really let you feel whole and receive all the gifts that the universe is sending you. So that's what I'm doing. And I will just say, for the purpose of all of you who are, feel inspired to go, you know, lose some of the stuff you're doing that isn't working, like all the stuff we just talked about, it's, yes, I'm doing stuff that feels easier. I'm doing this stuff that feels more aligned. The sales are rolling in, like without me doing virtually anything, which is really fun. It's still scary as hell. It is one of the scariest experiences I've gone through. So I just want to just tell you, it doesn't mean you will not experience fear.
There's that part of you, when I think you sign up for entrepreneurship, that thinks that you're not, that you're just like going to put on like your big girl pants and you're just going to open the door and sales are going to come in. It's all going to be good. And you're just like feeling good all the time. And then when you don't feel that, or when you don't get the sales, or when you're like, even sometimes when things are going great, you're like, you still think something's wrong or you still have fear come up. It's like, but not that many people talk about that, that like, no, it's not, it's actually a roller coaster and it's kind of meant to be that way. It doesn't mean you're doing something right or wrong. So I would love to just talk for a second around that fear or that fear, because people are like, wait, you're making money. People are coming in. Your course is open. You're telling me it's working and it's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, when you look at what we're really about at our very core, from a pure DNA standpoint and from like the way our brains are structured, we still operate the way our ancestors did probably like 1,000, 2,000 years ago, where we need to belong to a tribe to survive. And so almost always everyone's wounds are sort of, and when I say wounds, I'm just saying the stuff that makes you feel less than fully alive or able to just go out and conquer the world. Almost all of them are based in some version of being rejected or dying, you know, the homeless fear, the, you know, no one will love me fear. All of those fears are just based in the fear of rejection. Well, what I'm doing right now is as close to bearing my soul to the world as I've ever been. And so, you know, a year ago, getting rejected when I was doing a lot more marketing plans, although it might have hurt a little, I had done so much work around rejection, I thought that was like, well, whatever, you don't want it, it's fine. But it doesn't even like, I'm not even worried about people rejecting the receiving school or rejecting my offer. It's almost like people can see all of me. And I don't think I've ever felt this, I don't even know what the right word is, spiritually naked. Mm-hmm. Before, because it requires me to trust fully in the power of love. And although that's what I teach, it's a whole different path to walk it.
Yeah. And isn't that funny? Like you tend to teach the lessons that you need to get, right?
Yes. Yes.
So the last thing I want to talk about, the seasons, because I just, that's so interesting to me, because again, we're talking about a lot of things that people don't talk about a lot. And you're not, I don't know what season I'm considered in, but I feel like I'm just coming off of winter where I was kind of hibernating, and I'm starting to plant those seeds again. So how do you figure out what seasons you're in? And again, I think it goes along with something that maybe we don't talk about enough, is that you're not meant to be all vulnerable all the time, 12 months a year, 7 days a week. And that's where burnout can start to get in. And then you get into this cycle. Maybe I've been there where I start to feel bad about myself because I'm not doing all these things that people told me I should be doing every single day. But now I embrace it. Now I know I can feel when it's time for me to come out again. So yeah. How can people learn more or figure out like what season they're in their business so we can just like get rid of this whole idea that you're meant to like do it all of the time?
Well, I think you'll just feel more called to certain images. Like your brain like will naturally orient itself to kind of like what you need most. Like it's a self-preserving organism. Mm-hmm. When you heard me earlier say, you know, get rid of 80% of what you're doing and like your heart just lit up, then I would say like you're probably in the fall, because the fall is all about the leaves, the trees releasing their leaves. And that's the season for you to, you know, maybe even harvest. So is there stuff you've done and you haven't really gotten the full bounty from it? You know, maybe it's time for you to slow down, let some things start to fall away, really gather what's worked and really make the most of it. The one thing I will say is you will feel like you're in winter if you have not taken a decent break, no matter what stage you're actually in. So what I would tell you is if you have not taken 2 consecutive weeks of vacation in, you know, the last 2 years, I'd say, but ideally the last year, you probably just need to start there. Because until you're fully refueled, mm-hmm. you're not going to know what you're actually ready for. And then, you know, if you just feel like big ideas are ready to come out of you, then that's the spring. And if you're just on fire and ready to do launches and just like put your stuff out there and you just feel like every day is a party in your business. And yes, that actually happens when you fully rest and honor winter and pace yourself through spring, then you're in the summer.
I think we're going to have a lot of people who are sitting here who are like, wait, what? I'm supposed to take time off, you know? And I think that's such a huge thing. You have to be aware of that. I'm one of those people that when summer ends, I cry every single year because I love summer. I love summer and I love every day, but I really love summer. And every fall I have to tell Dan, my husband, to remind me how much I love fall and how much I love slowing down and how much I love like not racing off every single weekend and to embrace every season. And I think it's so important in our business. You can't keep going at the pace that you're going if you haven't taken any time off. And like you said, if you aren't able to be excited about what you love, and if you're feeling like you're not creative right now, like you need to slow down and take the time. And I think probably as entrepreneurs, that alone is maybe the scariest thing we've said.
Yes, 100%. And I'll just say one thing that might help you. The money flowing through your business is a symptom of how open you are to receiving. And rest and relaxation naturally opens you up to being receptive, because you can only be doing one of two things. You're either giving or receiving. Now, you can be giving in one area of your life and receiving in another, but at any moment, you're only doing one of those two things. So if you're putting content out, you're creating, you're launching, you're selling, all those things are giving. Those are, you know, that's the masculine energy of your business. The receptive is when you get ideas, when you rest, when you receive inspiration, all of that. So if money has been slower than you've wanted it to be, the very best thing you can do is rest.
One of the things you said when we actually met in person for the first time, but actually that's the only time I think we've met in person, which feels not right. But you said like you don't have a selling problem, you have a receiving problem. You were just saying it as like you're into the room.
My big idea.
Yeah, as your big idea. And that everyone I think went, oh my gosh, that's such an amazing concept. So yeah, I would love to just end it there. And just invite people into your world. And if you could take a second to just tell them where they can find you, because you have a really great podcast that I was listening to last week. And I always watch your Facebook lives because you always give me something to like noodle on, which I never even said that phrase. I don't know where that came from.
Your granny's coming through or something. So yes, the Wealth and Purpose podcast, I'd love for you to find me there. That is absolutely something I do just from pure joy with zero agenda. So it is my juiciest favorite place to send people. And you can find me on Facebook as Patty A. Lennon. So facebook.com/Patty A. Lennon. That's the best.
You have a training you're doing this week, don't you? So you could tell them about that too.
Yeah. So we are doing the Sacred Art of Receiving. So if you're really liking this and wanting to know, how do I do this? I can't take 2 weeks off. Tell me something else.
Yeah.
Join me there. It's pattylennon.com/receiving.
Awesome. I'm going to come. I'm watching. Yeah. So come hang out with us and watch with me. Thank you so much. This was such a great conversation. And I know everyone's going to really appreciate everything you say and just a different perspective to the usual that we hear about building business.
Thanks, Nicole. So much fun. I love talking to you, girl.
You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.